Before we begin this week's episode, we would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of this land on which we work, live, and record, and recognise their continuing connection to land, water, and community. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging.
P.S. Meet me at stage door.
Hi everyone and welcome back to PS Meet Me at Stage Door. Today we are very lucky to be joined by another guest, but before we get into that, Tori, take it away with the bulletin.
We would like to start by sharing our condolences to the family and friends of Michael Falzon, who has passed away at just 48 years of age. Whilst Libby and I did not personally know him, we are well aware of his impact and all he gave to the theatre community in Australia. It has been announced by Macintosh Theatres that there will be a delay in the return of the West End shows Mary Poppins, Hamilton, The Phantom of the Opera and Les Mis until early 2021, with possible talks of redundancy for its cast. In a statement by Sir Cameron Macintosh, he states, "This decision is heartbreaking for me, as I am sure it is for my employees, as everyone who has worked with me for the last 50 years, on or off the stage, knows how much I care about what I do and how I do it. Our hearts go out to those affected by this news." It was also announced this week that Broadway shows will now remain closed for the remainder of 2020 and that ticket refunds are being offered by shows until January 3rd, 2021. The theatre world and arts world has continually taken hits throughout COVID-19, but it has given us time to see changes that need to be made, for the world to see just how much the arts impact everyday life and allowed artists to become innovative in a time of isolation. We have hope we will overcome as a community and come out of 2020 stronger all around than ever before, and we will continue to support the arts in whatever way we can. In some very exciting news for the Australian cabaret and theatre community, it has been announced that Tony and Emmy Award winning writer and cabaret star Alan Cumming will be taking on the role of artistic director for the Adelaide Cabaret Festival in 2021. We are more than excited to see what that lineup will be next year, so keep an eye out on that space. And with that, back over to you, Libby.
Today we are joined by another guest, Jake Tyler, talking all things jazz and cruise ships. Jake graduated with his Bachelor of Music with a major in musical theatre in 2016.
Since graduating, Jake has been part of Squabblogic productions such as Kiss Me Kate and The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. In 2018, he joined the Australian Shakespeare Company in The Jungle Book, the next chapter as Baloo the Bear.
Jake has also portrayed the lead role of Monk Strap in the New Zealand tour of Cats, the musical, and performed as Prince Philip in Opera Australia's world premiere of Whiteley, the Brett Whiteley Opera, and The Marriage of Figaro.
Recently, Jake joined international group The Tap Pack and Mama Montez Productions with Gone Too Soon, which are both sailing the high seas. Please welcome to the mic, Jake.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you both?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you here.
Excited to be here. A little nervous, but, you know, we'll be all right.
Oh, don't worry.
That's all right. You're going to smash it.
With a bit of luck.
Amazing. Well, I guess just to kind of get things started and make everyone maybe feel a little bit more comfortable, we're going to do some rapid fire questions to learn a little bit more about you. And this is not something we asked you to prepare prior to this.
No. You're like, oh my God, I didn't prepare this.
So
where's my notes?
So Libby, if you want to go for the first one and then we'll just from there.
So we're just going to go for it. Okay. So favorite role.
Favorite role that I've played?
Yeah, you've played.
Monk Strap.
Okay. Least favorite costume you've worn.
Ooh, the Opera Australia Marriage Figaro.
Oh, no.
Favorite musical. Oh, no, that's you.
No, it's okay. You go.
Favorite musical.
Favorite musical. Oh, yikes. Would have to be. Oh, there's so many. Favorite musical.
First one that pops to your head. Go.
You've caught me off guard. favorite musical. Probably Dogfight.
Oh, solid. Amazing. Okay. Favorite holiday destination.
Favorite holiday destination that I've been to or that...
Oh, that you want to go to.
I want to go to Bora Bora.
Oh, yes.
Okay, sun and sea. All right, your go-to pizza topping.
Cheese.
Simple.
Keep it plain.
Classic.
Keep it plain.
Classic. Cheese.
Amazing. Well, I've run out of questions. So there we go.
That's all right. But we should probably tell our listeners, before we get into it, how we met Jake.
100%. We met Jake through Tales of Favreau.
We did.
I'd like met you before, but I didn't really like just talk to you.
Yeah.
Just in passing, like a, hey, I know who you are, but I haven't actually had a conversation with you.
I think we had a conversation, but I think it was also during Tales of Favreau. We have had a conversation before, I think, during the pajama game. When everyone was super duper stressed, because I think you were brought in to like be like, get your shit together.
A little bit. I guess because I was the assistant director
For
the pajama game, which I was really excited to help out and to be involved with you guys. You're very talented to try. So it was pretty easy to help out in the end. But yeah, it was a little.
That's kind of like where we all met. I met Tori when we did pajamas game too.
Because I gave myself a ripe good concussion the day before opening on the piano in the space. Yes, I smashed my head on the piano in this space and went on stage bleeding down my face. And it was fun.
Well,
as you do.
Yeah, as you do. It was great. So Libby was tasked to take care of me. We all met during pajama game.
We did.
How fun.
Well, we're going to talk today a little bit about cruise ships.
We're
going to get more into that. But we do want to like ask you, first of all, you have a duo with your lovely partner, Olivia Vask, called Jazz and Soul Duo. What inspired you guys to work on this together?
Look, it was a bit of a side hustle to begin with, but I guess you could say, so Jazz and Soul Duo started as a little cheeky fusion between my love for jazz music and my partner's love for soul music. So together, create the perfect blend, Jazz and Soul Duo. That's us. And we also wanted to get into the corporate and wedding world as well. And also sing our stuff that we want to sing and not be sort of rigid with, you know, our other work, which is music theatre and other shows that we do. So, yeah, that's how Jazz and Soul became a thing.
That's amazing.
I love that. And how did you find, slightly off topic, how did you find getting into, like, the corporate world and, like, wedding singing and things like that? I know some people struggle or some people just kind of do it and it just works out great.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we're still trying to really crack into the world. But I think also having our own business and having something that is our little baby that we can sort of, you know, showcase to the world. This is what we do. This is our talent. And, you know, if we can make your day a little bit more special, then why not?
Yeah, amazing. And we wanted to chat to you today about cruise ship life.
Yes.
How did the opportunity arrive to work on Gone Too Soon and Tap Pack?
So the Tap Pack basically came along. I went to a little rehearsal that Liv was doing for Gone Too Soon, the original Gone Too Soon.
Oh.
And I met Nigel, and Nigel is Monique's partner. And then he was basically saying that he was the director of the Tap Pack, and I sort of shared my love for jazz music.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
And my, you know, my basic knowledge of tap.
I was going to say, are you a tap dancer? I was literally shocked when I saw this. I was like, wait. You tap?
I do tap.
Oh my God,
I give it a red hot crack, put it that way.
I love it.
I feel that. But I love how you were just like, so hi, yeah, I'm really into jazz.
Really into jazz.
I'm really into tap. And I'm, you know, I'm free at the moment, funnily enough, just in case you need anything.
Literally. So I put a little demo down of one of the songs from the show, and I had to come up with my own tap routine.
Stop it.
Which was a, you know, fun experience
just
for me.
Liz.
Literally, call him Liz. So yeah, sent that off, and then it came to fruition, which was really awesome.
That's amazing.
And with Gone Too Soon, sort of being there from the beginning, and there was a couple of guys that came in and out, and there was an opportunity that arose, and I thought I could give this a go, because the material is very different to what I sing. We'll get to that later in a cheeky question later.
Later on the episode.
But yeah, so the opportunity came up, and I auditioned for Monique for Gone Too Soon, and we turned it into the duo show, which was really awesome. So
it's amazing.
The little duo Gone Too Soon show with myself and Liv.
Was it actually bigger before then? Were there more people on board?
Yeah, so it's actually a trio version. So there's a guy and two girls, and that's how it works. And then the opportunity came up where a contract for a cruise ship wanted sort of a duo version. So Monique basically put us forward, and we got it.
That's incredible.
I love that. And that would have been so exciting because you were involved from like the get-go. So you got to see it become what it is
really,
now.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see it sort of blossom and bloom into this really awesome, It's a great show. Like, it really is.
And I saw the costumes and they were...
Oh. They're pretty on point.
Great.
Were they your clothes or were they, like, costumes provided for you?
A bit of both. Bit of both. Yeah.
That's lucky you both have really good style.
Look, I would say that my style definitely has come with a bit of help from Lib. So, you know, I can thank her for that.
Yeah, really. She's a stylish woman.
She is. Very lucky. Very lucky.
And with those shows, how many performances did you have to do a week? Because I know some cruise lines, they perform like every day and others they don't.
They do. So when it came to... Okay. To put it in perspective, there's basically guest entertainment and there's house entertainment. So house entertainment is sort of the longer cruise ship contracts that you do for 6 or 9 months. Uh-huh. And then when it comes to guest entertainment, you're only on for basically a week or 2 weeks, or you might double up. You might do 4 weeks and do the show. You know, it's kind of like a turnaround.
Right.
When new passengers get on.
Yeah.
So we were very lucky. So with Tap Pack, we were on the Europa and we basically did act one on day three and act two on day 10.
I love that. Yeah.
And then we've gone too soon. We were very lucky. We only had to do the show once. So we did act one, basically one night, halfway through the cruise. And we did it at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And that was it. 40-minute show. Oh my God.
And then did you get to cruise around for the rest of the time and relax?
Yeah. A bit of cruising, a bit of relaxing.
That's amazing. And I guess... You wouldn't have had to pay to be on the cruise.
No, so not paid to be on.
Stop it. So you have to like sing for one night and then go, oh, great. So I'm just going to like hop on the cruise. Literally.
You like get off stage and you're like, great, just going to take this off. I'll see you guys at the pool. thank you so much for hiring me and paying me to be here. I'm just going to go chill out at the bar now.
Literally.
Have a great
night.
That's
to the bar. And yeah, we were very lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah,
but, you know, really there's, it's kind of like in the cabins as well. It's kind of like being in isolation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's cool. It's,
oh my
it's
God,
a lot
you're
of
already
fun.
Used to it now. You're like, get me back out
absolutely.
There.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're ready to go.
No, but speaking of the cabins, because I have a cousin that has performed on cruise ships before. And it's something that she has told me about frequently. What was the, like, living situation like?
So, again, for Tapak, we're very lucky. We got a guest suite.
Oh,
which
fancy.
Is very nice. Very nice indeed. And for Gone Too Soon, we were basically where the crew were. So the crew have all their own separate rooms. So
yeah
so Liv and I shared a room and yeah, that's pretty so much good. It. So yeah, we're very lucky. Very lucky to do what we do. And
I had heard that actually on cruise ships, and I don't know if this is right or not, that people who are down further, like the dancers are in the smaller cabins and the singers get put in like the nicer cabins. I heard that from somewhere and I don't know. Is that true?
I have heard this. I can't confirm whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
I'm not
100% it might, it's probably
sure.
It's probably different on every different cruise ship as well, I guess. And with dancers, I do think there tends to be a lot more.
Maybe that's it. Dancers. Maybe because if you're like in a duo or in a smaller group and that's your performance, they put you in a different space so that you're together. I find that very interesting. I was just, I heard that and I was like, ooh, that's interesting.
I wonder
cruise ship
why.
Life is, it's a very different world. It's definitely not for everyone. Mm-hmm. Definitely not for everyone. I would say, you know, if you do have the chance to do it, do guest entertainment first. Yeah. See how you like it. And then...
How do you actually get into guest entertainment though? Like, do you have an agent that finds out about, this cruise line is wanting this specific thing, we think that you'd be a fit and that's how you audition? Or how do you...
I know there's the massive, like, cattle call style auditions for cruise ships, but I assume that's more for, like what you're saying, house entertainment rather than the shorter, smaller contracts.
Yes, you would be absolutely correct on that one. So yeah, so the bigger auditions that you go to are for the house entertainment people. Mm-hmm. Whereas we, like guest entertainment, like my agent doesn't do anything with cruise ships.
Oh, really?
So Monique Montez is so into the cruise ship world, which is amazing. So basically she'll put us forward and she'll say, this cruise is coming up, we're going to put you forward. And then it's up to them to select what entertainment they want as guests. Yeah.
Okay, so it's more of a, we want entertainment. What do you have?
Pretty much.
Rather than come to us and we'll see if there's a spot for you kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
So they don't have the show that you fit into. You create the show and then you bring the show to them.
Yeah, so you bring the show
that's
to them.
Great.
So they might look at their cruise ship and they go for the house show. We've got an 80s show, a 90s show, a 70s show, a disco delirium show. So bring something that's more traditional. So they might have a magician and they might have, you know, us Gone Too Soon, which is kind of like the hits and rock and roll, the hits from, you know, the 80s and 90s and looking at people that have passed away too soon.
Would you ever take your duo, like, I know you guys have already done that together in a show. Would you take, like, the jazz soul duo and what you guys do there to make a show again, do you think?
We would love to. We would love to, like, sort of put our own sort of show together. I guess it's coming up with what material do we want to do and what's our stick, what's our niche.
Yeah, and, like, you know, this is what we want to do, but for an audience of cruise ship goers, will they find this entertaining?
Exactly.
Or will this kind of just be more so for us than anything?
Exactly.
But that's awesome. Did you guys have to work on your vocal stamina to allow you to sustain the performances? Because obviously in a musical and stuff, you tend to have a little bit more breaks. You still have to have very high stamina, but it's not just singing.
It's not
the
whole
entire
time.
Show.
No. I did, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, I did have to work really hard because, number one, I'm not a contemporary singer.
Yeah.
Number two, my voice tends to sort of be jazz music theatre style. So I had to learn a complete new technique on how to sustain, you know, those high A's and high B's, you know. Oof. So... yeah, it's up there, like, you know, because I'm singing stuff from Prince and INXS and Jimi Hendrix. So there's so many people in the show that, you know, and then plus you add the harmony, you know, and the guys are pretty much always doing the high harmony because it's just a better balance and a better sound. But yeah, I can really thank Monique and Liv because they really helped me and trained me sort of work at that new area to sing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Which I guess is good, being with people that understand it.
Absolutely.
And can be like, okay, so this is what we're working with and this is what you need to get to. Here's how you can do it, rather than just going, here's A and B, figure it out.
Literally. Yeah. So it was a long process for me. I think we had about 4 weeks. So I had a month to sort of get my vocal seminar up and get my shit together.
Not a long time, though.
No, not a long time.
It sounds like a short time. It also sounds like a long time. I guess it depends how much time you have in the day to sit down and be like, okay.
Look, if I had this much time that we have now in COVID, I would have been ready to go. But yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Oh, I feel that.
Well, we thought we would do a little bit of a game today.
Exciting.
Yeah, exciting, exciting.
You don't look nervous at all.
At all. At all.
Not nervous. Having
some water?
All.
No, at all.
So this game is a new one for our listeners that we came up with, and I hope it goes well. I don't know. I created it. Whatever. But it is called Name That Musical.
Great. I'm always pretty good, so we'll see. See how we go.
Oh, I believe in you. You've got this.
Well,
you
this is kind of an even playing field because how it is...
Oh, we're versing each other. Yes.
Yes, you're versing each other. Yep. I'm going to give you guys the... musical.
Which feels only fair since I am the reigning lyric challenge.
I know. I can't seem to win. I suck at it so much.
You got this, Libby. Come on.
Thank you.
Some credit.
Yeah. No. I'll just host the thing. It's So basically how this game works is that I have written a small synopsis. It's a sentence or two about what the musical is, except I can't name any characters. I tried not to give away any major plot points. So it's basically okay, I kind of get it, and then you can figure it out. Okay. You have to figure out what I've said. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
I might do Tori first.
Do Tori first. Ladies first.
Ladies first. Okay. A friendless boy who likes a cute girl at school who says things to comfort her, which cause a ripple of lies, resulting in some great
Evan
sad
Hansen.
Boy power songs.
You got that! A lonely boy has a crush on a girl at school. I was like, Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen. Well, Tori got that really easily. All right.
For anyone at home that didn't hear me, I said Dear Evan Hansen halfway through the sentence.
Yes, you did, because you knew it straight away. All right, so Jake, you ready?
Here we go.
Okay. A geeky boy who secretly loves the girl he works with, who does bad things for his selfish endeavor to become famous through gardening.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes! Woo! I need to make these harder. Oh my gosh! Okay. All right, Tori, you ready? Two girls who stay in the same dormitory. One's obnoxiously bright, the other antisocial. They hate each other, but become friends.
Wicked!
Hey. Oh my God!
You were like two girls that live in a dormitory, and I was like, this isn't Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter the musical. the Star Kid version.
A Harry Potter musical. But yeah, that would be wicked.
Oh my god, I'm making these too easy. Okay, this one might be hard. Okay. A sexy alien who comes to Earth, who creates a creature and lives in a house full of kooky characters.
Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes! It's hard though.
That's hard.
That one was harder. That one was harder. Mm, that's my favourite one. Okay. Tori's going to get this one so easy. A girl who is homeschooled her whole life by her two scientist parents. She finally goes to high school and meets two friends that are seen as outsiders. They plot to take down a fellow student.
Wait,
yes!
What is this?
Guys, I've succeeded.
I know it's not Heathers. Mean Girls.
Yes!
I see, I was going to say Heathers, but how's that?
I was like homeschooled her whole life, and then I kind of realised... Right when she lived in Africa, she would have been homeschooled.
Well done. That was good.
Thank you. I was really proud of that one. All right. This is the last one.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Oh my God. You're tied currently. Two to Tori? Three to Tori.
Three.
3-2. Okay. You ready?
Ready.
Ready. Okay. A man who loves a woman whom he impregnates. She ends up with another man. He is left with nothing but many dots.
Waitress? Absolutely not.
No.
I look at your face. You're just like, they're like, what? Waitress?
Oh my god, guys, I got someone.
You got it.
Wait, did I get
you
it?
Got me.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's Sunday in the Park with George.
Oh. Yeah. There we go.
Many dots.
Absolutely would not have got that.
Well, congratulations, Tori. You have won.
Thank you.
You have won it. She's like a reigning champion here.
You almost got me with the Mean Girls one. I know. So lost.
Well, let's get back into a bit of cruise life. So, did you get a chance to visit any incredible places whilst traveling?
I did. I was very fortunate. The first cruise that I did was Tapak, and it was sailing the high seas of New Zealand.
Oh,
I will tell you one thing. The New Zealand seas are rough.
Ooh.
They are rough, especially on the way back to Australia. But yeah, we got to tour New Zealand, so we did that. And then I did Cats, so then I got to see it on land, which was great. We toured all over New Zealand. My favourite New Zealand place would have to be Napier, which is a beautiful little town that's sort of kind of in a time warp, really. It's sort of 1920s, 30s, 40s, and everyone dresses up. 20s, 30s, 40s, all the time. It's one of the best little cute places I've ever been.
Are you serious? I love that.
Yeah,
that's like
it's the best.
I used to see people traveling to Napier all the time when I worked at the airport. So, and you can tell the difference between the travelers and like the natives, like the people that live there. And I was for the longest time confused. That makes so much more sense to me now.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Round the Twist episode where they go back in time to like the 1930s. It's the bomb.
I love it. Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'd be there. I feel like that's very your aesthetic too.
It's very, very me, you know.
Yeah.
I love Sinatra. So, you know, it's a time. Yeah. It's a time for me.
That's incredible. And any other else?
And the other cruise is Gone Too Soon. We got to travel the island. So, you know, Mystery Island and Fiji. So I've been very fortunate to see the world.
Yeah, get your tan
on. The small bit of the world. The tan is still not growing.
No.
I'm very white, to put it that way, to put it bluntly. I'm definitely your vanilla slice, you know?
Do you think cruise ships are a good opportunity for performers to improve their craft and to get that chance to get some real world experience before stepping more so into the industry in one set location?
Absolutely. It's definitely an experience that I think everybody should experience, and as I said, you know, guest entertainment is definitely the way to go. Just to sort of sense out whether you like it or not. I think I was lucky to get guest entertainment, because if I did audition for a cruise ship and jumped on straight away, it's tough, you know. Like it's long hours. I mean time stops on the ship, literally stops. So, you know, Liv and I would be up to all hours of the morning. It would be 3 a.m. in the morning, and it would just seem like, you know,
No way. We're
still going through the day. So
yeah,
it's definitely a lifestyle choice. But I think the best thing about cruise ships is the people that you meet and the people that you get to, you know, from all walks of life, which, you know, to me is awesome. You know, where are you from? What do you do? It's nice to meet different people.
That's incredible. Like, and through that, I guess, meeting so many different people from different countries as well. Do people travel from overseas to like do the specific cruises?
Absolutely. There was a lot of people. Like the Tapak cruise was tough, and it was tough in the sense that they were all German. So
oh my god,
no one spoke English apart from the cruise director. So,
oh my god,
yeah. So it's pretty tough. Some of the jokes in the show didn't quite land.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine? They're just like, cool.
Hey, cool. Next one.
So, move along. It's fine.
Yeah. But yeah, we've met some awesome people, and met this really cool girl from America who was our lighting tech at the time when we did Gone Too Soon, and you know, we've kept in contact with her, and it's awesome. It's just, it's basically the people you meet, and you take out what you put in, I think, as well. You know, especially with Gone Too Soon, the best part about that was putting on our production and, you know, being the director and, you know, getting on there and making Mama Montez proud. Really.
Yeah.
I hope we made it proud.
Oh, she would. I'm sure she is so proud of you.
Hope so.
And what was that like? What was the best experience? Like, what was your favorite moment from being on the cruise ship?
There's a couple of moments. Number one would have to be performing.
Yeah.
And you know, just bringing a smile to the cruisers' faces, and you know, when they talk to you outside of your show, you know, you were really great, and you know, that's when you know you've done your job, you know, to bring a smile to their face. And that's why I love to perform, is to bring, you know, a smile to their face and make them happy, and you know, it's great. And you know, the food is pretty good. The food is
it actually good?
Sometimes, you know, some hit and miss.
It's like school camp, right?
Kind of school camp. But yeah, so that's also a bonus. But also, what was really special was sharing the cruise with Liv. You know, she's my best friend. She's my soulmate. So yeah, spending time with her.
That's so lovely, yeah. Especially getting to perform together and then also getting to experience a holiday together as well.
Absolutely.
Like, that is a dream to, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Getting to do two in one, like, you get the opportunity to work together and you get to have that work-life balance where you can really be like, great, now this is time when we need to get up and, like, be ready to perform. And
exactly.
She's the soul to your jazz.
She is. Oh, she's the jazz. Yeah, guys. The soul of my jazz. I'm the jazz to her soul. She's
welcome. This is so wholesome.
Oh, dear. I guess kind of one of the main things, I guess, we would love for our listeners to know is, what advice do you have for anyone that's looking to do this?
So I've got a couple of answers to this question. Yeah. I think one of the biggest things would be unapologetic of who you are. And that means not apologizing for who you are. You know, you have the talent, you have the skills. That's what we've learned at uni. So just go out and do it and be confident in your choice. And there's a really awesome video that kind of puts auditioning and all that stuff in a nutshell, which is by Gina Rodriguez. And she basically says, you know, when you walk into an audition room, you kind of give away your power in the sense that you're like me, please like me. I'll do it. I'll do it for free. You don't have to pay them. You know, I mean, you can pay them, but don't pay me. I'll do it. I'll do it for free. Yeah. So, you know, and that oozes off you, I think. So that's something that I had to learn going into music theater auditions and whatnot, because, you know, you want to be liked, you know.
Of course. Who doesn't
me,
want
please.
To, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but she puts, you know, giving your power away, and you do have to realize that if it's your story to tell, it will be your story to tell, and you need each other as much as you need them and they need you. So together you can create magic, and if you can't together, that's fine. I hope you find the right person for the role, and you know, and the thing that I've learned the most is to, you know, clap for your friends that get roles. Yes. You know, clap for people, because we're all gonna succeed. We just have to find our niche and what our journey is.
That is great words of advice. Oh my gosh, I feel been affected by that.
Yeah.
But it's so true. I think we have talked previously about it's so important that we support our fellow friends, because there's enough room for all of us.
Absolutely.
Although it sometimes feels like there's not. There's so many facets of theatre, like cruise ships, like like wedding singing, like
cabarets.
Yeah. There's so many different places that we can all fit in, even like children's entertainment and things like that. So to find where you fit is so important, and to support your fellow friends, because there is enough room for all of us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And knowing that, you know, just because this person gets the role and you don't, doesn't mean that you're not good. It just means that that person, they've picked that person because they're the best person to serve the story and to be able to tell the story. It doesn't mean that you weren't as talented or anything like that. They have to go with whoever is really going to be able to tell the story how they want it to be told.
Agreed.
And there will always be another audition, and there's no point tearing each other down.
Exactly. And I think, you know, it comes down to their vision of the show. You know, if you don't fit their vision, that's cool. I'll see you at the next one, you know?
Yeah.
I will see you at the next audition.
Yeah. And there has been some times where
I've heard stories, particularly where people have gone to audition for big shows and they weren't right for that show. And they knew they weren't right for that show, but they went in and did an amazing performance. And then they remember them from that performance and they're like, well, she's not right for that, but let's bring her in for the show that we're doing that she suits.
Absolutely. And that's when it goes back to your power, because I feel like when it comes to those auditions, you walk in like, yeah, cool, awesome, ready to go. Another audition, let's do it. I'm confident, you know, and I think that's why they remember you. Yeah. Whereas something you really, really want, you know, it's sometimes your emotions get in the way and you're like, oh, I want this so bad, and you work so hard and you get in the room and you might be in there for five seconds, you know, and they go, okay, thanks, that's all we need. And you're like, cool, awesome. It's fine. It's totally fine. But, you know, so it's that as well. It's just having the confidence and having thick skin as well. Mm-hmm. You know, thicker the skin, you're going to be fine. You got this.
See what we can do next time.
There will always be auditions. There will always be roles that we can go for.
And especially during COVID, I think all of us have taken for granted getting to go and be in shows and getting to audition. And it's so, I find it funny because I feel like when auditions start happening, everyone's going to be so excited.
Yeah.
And that's a very different mentality. I think sometimes we get so anxious over it. We're like, no, I need to do well and I need to book this thing. And like you were saying, we get so tight with it. And it'll be really interesting to kind of shift that and be excited about getting to finally perform and get into the room and go, look, I can do this, and see me and what I can bring to the table in a non-needy way.
I think we're also too critical of ourselves. Yeah, that's we just what have I to say. Just do it and hope for the best.
Yeah.
And I think what everyone needs to realize, especially with music theater, is we need to enjoy the journey, not the destination, because we could get to the destination and it may not be what it's cracked up to be.
Exactly.
You know, so as long as we're enjoying the journey and we enjoy auditioning, we enjoy getting rejection, as long as we enjoy what we do, then that's the best advice that I can give.
Oh, these are beautiful words of wisdom.
If we were closer, I would hold your hand.
I know.
Oh, 1.5, girls.
Social distancing.
To wrap it up, we would, as our listeners would know, we have a cheeky little segment called Bedtime Stories, which is about show mishaps, you know, costume malfunctions. Did you bring a bedtime story for us today?
I did. Oh, I did bring a bedtime story.
I'm kidding.
So the first one that I have is when I played Blue, Blue the Bear. And where the, so it was sort of set up in this beautiful park. So it was kind of like bringing the jungle to life. Ooh, boys. bringing the jungle to life. There it is. So basically, I was in a really hot suit. Like, I was covered head to toe in a bear suit. I'm Blue, of course.
Yeah.
And it was during summer. So it was like 40 degree heat.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So the very first performance, I was hot. I was, you know.
Was your face showing?
That was the only thing that was showing was my face.
No, that's worse.
So it was face painted, and then I had this huge suit on.
Oh, and face paint. Oh, face paint in the summer.
Yeah, it was a time. It was very grateful for the contract, but it was a time. And because I was so hot, I must have been delirious. So I got on stage to sing the first number, and nothing was coming. Nothing. The lyrics weren't there. So I had to make it up. You know, this was show one. God. And the people at the back are like, what? What is he doing? There was a song called What Sort of Animals Are You? And you have to list all these, like, animals. I think it was 16 or something. Oh, and all I could think of was tiger. It's like, can you roar like a tiger? Can you roar like a tiger? I can roar like a tiger, but can you roar like a tiger? Say tiger one more time, Jake. So that was number one.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Very funny.
That was absolutely phenomenal. I loved all of those stories. Okay. You are absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for coming
and being
on the podcast. We really enjoyed having you. Hope everyone learned a little bit more about cruises and what that whole process is and what it's like being on them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. And this podcast is bloody awesome. I might say so myself. So keep it up, girls. And I hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be back.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
It's been great.
Yes, thank you so much for being on and sharing your experience and wisdom with us. It has been amazing, and amazing just to catch up on what you've been doing during this really weird time. But that is it for today's episode. We'll be back with a new episode in 2 weeks' time. And of course, feel free to leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcast and let us know what you'd love to hear in our next episode. because we love hearing from you guys. And of course, if you have any stage door photos or bedtime stories, 100% send them to us. We love hearing from you guys. We love seeing you guys. And you can send them to us over on our Instagram at ps.stagedoorpod. And in the meantime, remember to stay happy and healthy. We love you all so, so much. And we'll see you then.
Bye.